This man fully believes in Purdue.
Last year, I picked them to win it all, and I got destroyed.
Burned. First game.
Run amok. Taken a fool.
And here you are again. You're okay. Playing yourself.
Last year, we did this in the inaugural From the Friar March Madness pool. I picked Purdue. Well, really, Ellie and I picked Purdue, but it was all thrown on me. Anyways, yeah, I picked Purdue. They were a top seed. I had a lot of faith in them. I really liked their game. And they got upset, and it was bad for me. Real bad the entire way through for the tournament. And once again this year, Zach Edey, Purdue, I have a lot of faith in them. I have chosen them to win it all again. We will see how it goes.
How many times will it take?
Just wait for my yearly, I will never pick Purdue to win it all again. And it just keeps repeating. Although I have a feeling, I mean, it's oversaid, but it really is win or bust because they're losing so many players a la Zach Edey. So it's going to be huge. If they don't win it this year, it's so tough to win the big dance. Like, I don't know if it's going to happen again for them, at least not in the foreseeable future.
If you need an example of our conversations at midnight last night about who we were going to pick, we weren't next to each other. I was downstairs. He was upstairs finishing it up. He was showing me kind of what the bracket looked like, who he had going really far, and eventually who was going to win. And then I just am not fully in on Purdue. I'm not. So on social media, I had to put our texts to show what an eventful night it was.
First off, I want to thank everyone that has filled out their bracket and signed up. We really appreciate you guys. We really started this as just a way to, you know, connect with our listeners and something that I don't even want to say passionate about because we're kind of, for the most part, fairly casual. I think I watch a lot more college basketball than Ellie.
But I'm in the room. I'm cooking. I'm ozying. I don't know anything going on.
And last year, I think we had maybe 12 or 14 brackets filled out. I can't remember the actual number. But this year, we have 26 total brackets, which is amazing. Thank you all so much. I see a huge variety of overall winner choices. Purdue is getting a little bit of love. UConn is getting a lot of love. And I also see a decent amount of returning names.
That made me so happy, is to see people that we interact with and that we've known for years and that joined our first March Madness. Thank you. And of course, the people that are joining us for their first year, I say that like we've been doing this for 20 years, our second year, but thank you for joining. I hope you have fun. We're so excited to have you.
In a very, very rare moment, at the time of this recording, which is late afternoon on Thursday, we are the number one overall bracket.
This feels like a scam.
Let's go. Okay. So far, we have made Ellie and I have made every correct decision, even the minor upsets that have happened so far, 100%. I don't see that lasting through the day, but right now, we, and especially myself, are riding a life high.
May I discuss the first game that we watched this morning?
Let's go.
This was BYU versus, could you say how we said this for 90% of the game?
Oh, give me one sec. Sorry, everyone. I'm clicking into the bracket. 1 second. Okay, I felt so bad.
Oh, give me a sec.
Give me a sec.
So we said it. We were like, oh, I hope Duquesne wins.
Okay, now I already forgot the correct way. I believe it's Duquesne.
It's Duquesne.
Okay, a few things here. First of all, Duquesne. I really hope I'm saying that right. I think I am.
It's way better than what I was doing this morning.
One, I do owe you an apology to your fan base because I was shitting on your name. As far as the pronunciation, I apologize. But saving myself a little bit, we did pick you all to win.
And I did not on my work one, and I lost points. I have two upsets on my own bracket for my work one.
the amount I was staring at Ellie as BYU was down.
Okay.
I was like, how did you not pick this upset?
A lot of people didn't. So I had Leon go into my work one as well. You're the only person. You and the actual person that played college basketball are the only people that got that selection correct.
We saw it a mile away. It was written.
Why?
It was written. Okay, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I'm pretty sure Duquesne had a stronger strength of schedule, aka they just played overall better teams throughout their season. And I'm pretty sure their defense was way better than BYU's. So I figure, okay, their defense is already way better against playing better teams. It's got to add up to being some type of upset. Like, I was feeling it looking at the stats and breaking down. I watched very, very little film. I'm talking about I probably watched the highlight reel of their last game for each team. That's how much film I watched. And I was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to give them a chance. So we did pick Duquesne to win. I'm sorry I messed up your name all morning.
Okay. But why isn't strength of schedule and all of these little stats go into their ranking? Is it solely based on wins and losses?
As far as for the tournament seeding, it's a culmination of overall record. Are you your conference champ? So on and so forth. But my perspective when I pick these games is, now I know you have this whole thing of like which mascot would win or like
who, it's always fun, yeah. Who are colors.
Who are you vibing with?
Yeah, uniforms.
I get it, but for me, it was a little bit more pragmatic.
Serious game.
What are their stats? What are their defense? Strength of schedule. If you have a pretty shitty strength of schedule, I'm sorry. I know there's Cinderella teams every year, but it's just really tough for me to pick them when you haven't played tough teams.
Yeah. I mean, I get it, and your reasoning is solid, but I was just a little surprised. And then as the morning went on, I was just, even if it was against our bracket and my work bracket, it didn't matter. I wanted every upset all morning so far.
As far as the rest of the morning games, now we're in the West Coast, so morning for us, which anyways, Michigan State over Mississippi State, subtle upset because Michigan State was number 9, Mississippi State was number 8, but I mean, come on. I just looked at the stats. I saw the team. I was picking Michigan State all the way. They won by 18 points. I mean, that's huge. Now, the fact that they won by so much, I'm kind of scared of my future picks down the line because I did pick UNC or North Carolina to win, but then beat Michigan State. But man, the way Michigan State played, I am not feeling so comfortable for the future outcome of that. Now, another one we picked. Now, we're in the Pacific Northwest. We have to root for our teams, our local teams in the area.
Yeah.
Now, Oregon is one of those local teams. And Oregon was ranked 11th, mind you, in the Pac-12 tournament. They beat Arizona, which was one of the top-ranked teams. Now, I know a lot of information. I apologize. But Oregon was coming in hot. Now, I know we have biases to our local teams. But, I mean, you're coming in hot. You just won your conference championship. You got a good thing going. So we picked them over South Carolina, which was number 6. I don't think very many people pick that one. But for me, it looked like easy upset.
Multiple of our friends say that they did not pick Oregon.
Oh, that's brutal.
Brutal. Okay, I have a question about one of the picks, which I did not notice last night.
Go ahead.
You picked Colorado State over Texas. Was it similar strength of schedule? Why?
Exactly. I'm pretty sure it was a buildup of strength of schedule. I think Colorado State had a pretty high strength of schedule. And something that, again, everybody weighs things differently, but when these games start to get tight, right, they start to turn into, you know, possession by possession, lots of timeouts, the foul game. I do take free throw percentage. I kind of weighed a little bit more because inevitably, when you start getting into these teams that are a little bit closer in seeding, like a 10 versus a 7, there's really not much separating the teams. So I figure, okay, if this is a tight game, yes, maybe 3-point percentage, they can score more points. But when they get really tight, your 3-pointers aren't falling, you need to hit your free throws. And I can't recall if they did have a higher free throw percentage as far as Colorado State, but I did pick them to beat Texas. And right now, as we speak, I'm not feeling so hot about that because Texas is up like 22-11, but we'll see. We were just watching Dayton versus Nevada.
Yes.
Another one where, not an upset, we picked Dayton to win, but wow, Nevada was leading in the second half for a decent amount of time, and Dayton just came out at the very last couple minutes and pulled out the win by 3. I mean, that is incredible to watch.
Is Texas Tech NC State the last game tonight? I think 9:40 for us.
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe. Quickly trying to look. We were also talking earlier, like, do we want to go to a sports bar? I don't know. It's a Thursday. I'm kind of lazy. Might have to bring the sports bar food to me. We'll see. That was the, that's why I asked that question, not because it had anything to do with the actual game.
I wish I knew some information. So a colleague that I work with, they went to NC State and they were basically filling me in on like the run they've been on and who they've beaten. And I picked Texas Tech to beat NC State and I am sweating. I am not comfortable with that pick at all.
He gave you some good background.
But now, going back to the pool, there are a lot of names that, for example, Velour Dub, I remember you. Amber, welcome back. This is really cool to see so many of you coming back. But a surprise, I think we already have a worst bracket winner.
I think we do. Now, this person can still get points. And so I don't think it's official yet. Like, we're day one, first few games in. They can still get points from all their various minor games. But I don't believe who they pick to win will win, which means they'll have lesser points overall. But they can still get points. So I don't want to count them out yet.
Okay. Isabella, you got to be from Nevada.
My girl, Isabella.
You picked Nevada to win. Tough pick.
No.
Tough pick. Definitely not on my radar.
The vibes were right. You do you.
But Nevada did not make it through. So that bracket is surely busted.
But you can still get points. So let's wait a little bit. See what happens as far as like the other games. We'll come back to Isabella. But I appreciate you. Thank you for joining. And you'll see. We're still in it. Don't worry. I'm looking at a few people that are doing Purdue as well, though. We have Annie R, Sarah R. Are those the only Purdues? Oh, yeah, because I talked you out of it last night. For some reason, I thought we were still Purdue. No.
Ellie, if Purdue ends up winning this,
I'll buy you dinner. That's how confident I am.
I'm going to need something.
Yeah, I'll buy you dinner.
Yeah, I think out of the top teams, so there's, you know, us at the top. But
oh my God.
There's also a pack of folks that are kind of all nestled together. And I think for the most part, it's the Dayton-Nevada matchup that kind of threw people off.
I think the BYU as well.
Oh, you're right. You're right. My mistake. Actually, these are kind of all over the place. For the most part, everyone got everything right, but they've just missed one game. It could have been the Dayton Nevada game, or it could have been the Mississippi State Michigan State game, or like we were mentioning earlier, the Oregon game.
While you're looking through that, can I give one special shout out?
Sure.
Okay, I think this is the first time we've ever had a mother-daughter duo, and I'm really excited. So we have Sophia and Laquita.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. And so I'm so sorry, Sophia. I sent you this invite at like midnight your time last night, but you still joined. We appreciate you guys. Thanks for making it a family affair this year. Oh, now we got to see a little side bet, mother versus daughter.
Oh, interesting. They even have completely different picks as far as who's going to win overall. Laquita has UConn and then Sophia has Houston. Interesting.
Gotta see. Gotta watch that one.
I could imagine some smack talking in that household. Okay. Seriously, good luck to everyone. This is so much fun. I'm sure all of our brackets are going to be absolutely destroyed at least by the end of the day, if not tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. My work one is very similar to this, and I already have, I think, like 2 losses.
Spoilers. I am an honorable member of Ellie's work.
You are.
Pool. And I may or may not be number one as well in that.
You are.
The Leo energy right now is so strong.
Guys, so Leon strong. The Leo is Leo win in this house tonight.
The amount of air flexing that is going on throughout the day.
let me give you a little visual for you. First game pops off this morning. I'm finishing up some work meeting items. I hear Leon yelling from downstairs, help me with this. I yell no, because I know exactly what it is. And Leon is dragging up like a 62-inch TV up the stairs. Our neighbor was giving a TV away for free, and we were like, oh, this will be good for Leon's mom's house. And so we were like, yeah, we'll take it. That'll be cool. But we just haven't taken it over there yet. And now it's in the office.
Just imagine the room that we share an office in is not that big, but this TV is huge, but it is incredible to watch because we're doing the 4 games in 1 picture, mm-hmm. and it is just a marvel to just switch between games. By the way, I just checked the score on my phone. My bracket is definitely going to be busted because right now Texas is up on Colorado State 27-11 at halftime.
At halftime?
11 points at halftime.
Okay. All right. So very exciting day one. First part of the day, I believe 2 more games later tonight. There's a break right now, but we'll see how we do. We'll see if Leon is still Leoing by the end of the night. Anything else for our first pod of March Madness 2024?
No, the start of this, the entire March Madness just in general is already, I mean, the energy is sizzling. I'm excited.
Okay, minor updates on non-March Madness. We were trying to figure out the best way to continue the Married at First Sight coverage. And I think what we have decided is we are going to go from decision day on. So stay tuned for that. We still need to catch last night's episode, so we'll do that. But we're thinking next week-ish, we'll just start trickling these out. We'll see how it goes. The first one we're going to do is decision day, but we'll do a little bit of recap on our thoughts on kind of, how can I say this, the issues that the couples faced before decision day. So I'm really excited to get into that with Leon because we haven't talked about it much and we've watched like everything separately. Like our schedules have not matched up very well. And so I'm very excited to actually get into all of this with Leon. So we will have non-March Madness coverage content coming up if you do not kind of participate in this. So stay tuned. There will be more content coming out. All right. Thank you all for joining us for March Madness. Another year of fun. We really appreciate you all. And we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much.